Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
Obviously, it's like my first kind of rodeo in the politics space in terms of getting into parliament. Reluctantly so, but obviously the people have some faith in me, which I'm happy for. And really for us, what we bring to the table is basically trying to make sure that the mandate that people have given us we fulfill. So that's what we're going to be doing when we get into parliament.
Duduzile Zuma Sambuya, a woman who swaggered onto the political stage like an heir apparent who was forced into politics by her name, association with her father, Jacob Zuma, and a penchant for populism. And somehow, today, she's not only a member of parliament, she's also a member of the Pan-African Parliament, heading one of its subcommittees. A lot of people are still trying to figure out what the hell happened. Duduzile's entry into politics wasn't clear. In fact, she sneaked in first as a daughter supporting her beleaguered father, who has been in and out of court almost for as long as this democracy has been alive. And Duduzile, she was the daughter that was there to support daddy. Occasionally, her twin brother, Duduzani, would also make a cameo appearance or post a video from a penthouse in Dubai. But it was Duduzile who stood by Msholozi. Oh, there were other moments of acidity by Edward Zuma, Duduzile's brother from another mother. But in those moments, many questioned Big Brother's sobriety. But there is one thing you must get straight. Duduzile is not here to play games. She seems to be taking over the family name and ready to replace Daddy Dearest when or if he finally rides off to the sunset. And she's doing so with aplomb. Already, she's copying Zuma Senior by appearing in court. As we speak, she's facing charges of inciting violence during the July 2021 unrest. But like in the case of Daddy, we know the courts are nothing but racist. As the heiress herself would normally say, we see you. It is time to revisit that question again. Wenzeni uZuma? Not that our Duduzile would understand. She doesn't speak isiZulu. And that's because of apartheid.
So Lisa, I have been here. Yeah, I was a victim of apartheid. So this is one of the things that happens. We don't get to grow up in South Africa and learn our mother tongue. I'm trying, I'm learning. Give me a few more years.
But I digress. South Africa is going through a special kind of madness, a concoction of government gaffes as our soldiers are dying in the DRC, the Democratic Alliance threatening to leave the GNU marital home because its husband, the ANC, is not listening, AfriForum snitching on us to Big Brother America, and the USA itself offering to do a reverse trip of dromedaries for Afrikaners, only this time not back to the Netherlands. And while we are all trying to make sense of our comedy, Duduzile Zuma, on the back of Elon Musk, the wealthy owner of both X and Donald Trump, went unhinged, posting all sorts of expletives about Floyd Chibambu, who happens to be her party boss at the Umkhonto weSizwe party. First, she said Chibambu was going to betray the MKP. When that seemed to go unnoticed, she said the former EFF 2IC to the CIC was the worst thing to happen to MKP. But she still suspected the nation was not hearing her. She took it further and posted, quote, F you, Floyd. Yes, you heard correctly. For someone who has from time to time taken to social media in her bikinis, almost encroaching in Zodwa Wawantu's space, some could misinterpret the F you, Floyd for a come on. It wasn't. It was an insult. And in an instant, the esteemed Honorable MP found herself in a bit of a pickle. The country was talking about her ex-posts. Nothing else mattered anymore. Not Mbuyiseni Ndlozi finally coming out about why he quit the Economic Freedom Fighters. Not Parliament debating the State of the Nation address. And certainly not Orlando Pirates losing to Mamelodi Sundowns, giving Kaizer Chiefs fans rare happiness. All the nation was concerned about was Duduzile posting spicy diatribe and even daring the party to fire her. Zuma Senior was not chuffed, and he immediately instructed his bundle of joy to apologize to Floyd. She did, gleefully, as if all this was scripted just for show, taking a cue from those who came before her. These include, among others, Tiger Woods apologizing for playing in two concurrent tours, the Professional Golf Association and the unofficial sex tour outside home. And Bill Clinton finally apologizing for smoking but not inhaling while the intern Monica Lewinsky was making stains on his clothes.
I agree with those who have said that in my first statement after I testified, I was not contrite enough. I don't think there is a fancy way to say that I have sinned. It is important to me that everybody who has been hurt know that the sorrow I feel is genuine. First and most important, my family, also my friends, my staff, my cabinet, Monica Lewinsky and her family, and the American people. I have asked all for their forgiveness. But I believe that to be forgiven, more than sorrow is required. At least two more things. First, genuine repentance, a determination to change and to repair breaches of my own making.
Except Duduzile's apology was not to Floyd. Oh no. Written in impeccable victim of apartheid English and on a very curious letter with a crest that seemed like a cross between Zulu and English heritage, Duduzile did apologize for her profanity. But that was just the warm-up act. She apologized to the party, to its members, and her father. And Floyd? No mention of the man in the letter, and certainly no apology. Through it all, it seems clear that unlike her father, Duduzile has not forgiven Floyd for some of his insults to the old man when they sat on opposite sides of politics.
Now look, we have refused to be addressed by Mr. Jacob Zuma because he's an illegitimate president of South Africa. That is the message that we are sending. We'll never allow to be addressed by a criminal. We'll never allow to give money, a budget, to a criminal who is just going to abuse that money for his own self-enrichment and promotion of his family. We cannot allow that to happen.
She seems not to mince her words. Quote, Baba, this guy called you names, got you expelled from the union buildings, and wanted you jailed. Now you allow him to become the most important official of the party? It did not matter to Duduzile that Floyd, like a quintessential EFF type, later flip-flopped and sanctified Zuma.
Not even one person today can come with a proof that President Zuma took a single cent from the state for his own personal benefit out of the so-called nonsense of state capture. There is no one who can even come next to saying that there was manipulation in a wrong way of the processes of the state.
In short, Duduzile's apology was in the footsteps of the great British statesman Winston Churchill, who, when reportedly he was accused of being drunk by an unknown woman, he allegedly responded, and I quote, "Yes, ma'am, I am drunk, and I'm sorry. But tomorrow, I'll be sober. You, ma'am, are ugly, and tomorrow, you'll still be ugly." Close quote. And that, my friends, is what Dear Duduzile said in her letter of apology. I'm sorry, but you, Floyd... Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify and Iono FM. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rems Mawote, goodbye and God bless.